This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition. Bucks at Seahawks. For the second straight year, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, is a spinoff edition that focuses each week during the season on just the Bucks and their opponent. Fantasy exclusive breakdown. It is presented by Todd Wright Tour sponsors, Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group bought the first foursome in the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXII, which will be at West Chase Golf Club on December the 14th. Brandon Legal Group has, they have provided golf balls for my tournaments. They have provided shirts for my tournaments. They have provided hats to my tournaments. They have provided wonderful gift baskets for my tournaments, such as the most recent tailgate gift basket that we gave away at Todd Wright Tour XXI, our annual football-themed event. Can't say enough about the people at Brandon Legal Group, and I want to stress to you they are a full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law they specialize in to meet your needs, and you can call them anytime for a free consult at 844-4BLG4ME. You do not need to have your issue originate in Brandon. You do not need to live in Brandon. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG4ME, Brandon Legal Group. Or, of course, you can visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Bucks Seahawks. This one's pretty simple from a fantasy standpoint. Russell Wilson has been a very good fantasy quarterback this year. Top five. He's playing against the worst pass defense in the National Football League. Chris Carson, who avoided discussion after the first few weeks of the season that the Seahawks were growing frustrated with his fumbling, and they would turn to Rashad Penny and other options. Just didn't happen. The fumbles also didn't continue. Carson, as much as any back in the NFL, you can count on 20 carries per game. He's done it five straight games. That's the volume you're looking for in fantasy football. Sure, the touchdowns, he's about a touchdown every other game. The yards, sometimes big yardage, sometimes not so much. But you want the volume. Seattle was the most run-based offense in the NFL last year. And primarily due to Carson, they do enough of that this year to keep fantasy owners happy who own Carson and Russell Wilson, for that matter. So Carson is in your lineup as an RB1. Slash two, much as Tyler Lockett remains in your lineup this week. Great matchup against a horrible pass defense. Oh, one more thing on Carson. If you're worried about what Todd Bowles' defense, and they have a full complement of healthy defensive linemen, some drafted very high. This is the healthiest and most available. Closest to the way it was drawn up, the Bucks defensive line has been all year long. You're still playing Carson because he's still going to get 20 carries. You're still playing him. You're definitely playing Lockett. Wide receiver 1/2, probably more of a wide receiver 1 play against the Buccaneers and their bad pass defense. You know, Lockett's not Michael Thomas. Nobody really is in the NFL. Thomas makes the most out of his targets. A lot of that is accurate throws from Drew Brees and, at least in recent weeks, Teddy Bridgewater. Thomas is great against press coverage, just a physical guy with a terrific set of hands. Lockett makes good on a lot of his targets as well. If you take a look at the numbers, for every 9 targets. Lockett's going to catch 7 or 8. That's a pretty good percentage. And his average yardage per target, now a lot of this is because he catches a high percentage of them, is over 11 yards. Much like Carson, kind of a touchdown every other game type guy. Not someone that's going to get you in the end zone all the time, but those of you who are Lockett owners have been very pleased with him all year, unless you had unreasonable expectations that he would spike in the absence of Doug Baldwin. Give it time. They're different players. They're different physically. Baldwin had developed the trust of Russell Wilson on third down or late in games where it's like, draw it up in the dirt and just go. Let's get it done. Lockett's not there yet, but he's a very consistent performer on a good football team with a good quarterback. So Wilson, Carson, Lockett from the Seattle side of things. The obvious ones with the Bucs are the two wide receivers. Definite wide receiver one in Chris Godwin. And after a big week in Tennessee with some real long gains down the field, Mike Evans stays in your lineup. Evans' production may be a little bit more inconsistent than Godwin's, but you certainly don't have a reason to take him out of your lineup simply because he can string together catches and yardage on those catches that adds up quickly. Rams week 4, Titans week 7. So those are the 5 obvious plays. 3 for Seattle, 2 for the Bucs. Then we get to 2 other possibilities. Seahawks DST and Jameis Winston. And they're sort of connected. Seahawks DST, you would say, well, of course you're going to have them in there. Because Jameis is capable of a bad game. He turns it over as much as any quarterback in the National Football League. That doesn't appear to ever be changing. Okay. I just think there are better DST options out there than Seattle. If you already have one of those options, then you just stick with it. If you're looking to stream this week, as I'd say a little under 50% of fantasy owners do, Seattle is certainly one of those candidates as a streaming option. And from the Jameis standpoint, this could be a bad game for him. Now, I've already said you keep Godwin and Evans in the lineup. Just because it's a bad game for him doesn't mean it's a bad game for both of those wide receivers. And there could be some garbage points. Vegas had this originally as a, 53.5? It has gone down to 51. So basically, they're thinking the Bucs are going to score roughly 3 touchdowns. One of those might come in garbage time. Probably to a Godwin or an Evans. Maybe on a late 80-yard drive where Seattle's just playing it safe, forcing the Bucs to use the clock in the final 6-7 minutes of the game. And that's where Winston could, with 4 fantasy points on a throwing touchdown, on a 75-yard drive, most of it via the air, that's roughly 7 points right there. So I get it. I mean, Goff is off this week. Think about some of the other, Drew Brees off this week. So yeah. Winston is still sort of in that you can get away with playing him, and just because he has a bad game on the field for the Bucs doesn't mean he can't at least have a decent fantasy floor for you. So I get it. If you want to play the Seahawks DST, I'm doing it in the Moneyball League this week. It wasn't my first choice on the waiver wire, but I didn't get my first choice on the waiver wire in DST. And as far as Winston is concerned, perhaps he's an option for those of you scared to death to play Lamar Jackson against the Patriots defense on Sunday night. But as I said on Gil Alexander's show earlier this morning on VEASAN, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific, every Thursday I talk fantasy football and more with the great Gil Alexander on the Vegas Stats and Information Network. Even if Lamar Jackson doesn't do anything throwing the ball against the Patriots, if Lamar Jackson runs for one score and 40 yards, that's 10 points. Now, I know he could lose points with interceptions or fumbles, whatever, but I'm just saying that's all it takes. And for Lamar Jackson, that's not much. Already 3 100-yard rushing games this year. I know it's the Patriots, but it's also John Harbaugh, who's a coaching matchup against the Patriots that's about as good as any active one out there now that Tom Coughlin is no longer an active coach. That's Bucks Seahawks, Bucks Bulletin. We'll keep doing it all season long, no matter how lousy the Bucks are, because there are fantasy points to be had, especially with Godwin and Evans, maybe with Jameis, as long as he can stay in the lineup, and certainly with the Buccaneer opponents. The Bucks Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Todd Wright Tour XXII, our holiday spectacular, December 14th at West Chase Golf Club, will be going on sale to the general public November 1. Jump on it fast if you want a tee time. Email me at ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2019 or on Facebook, Todd Wright, Tampa, Florida, for more information on Todd Wright Tour golf events. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.